Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We are on Twitter if you'd like to interact with us, at Grant H. Paulson for me.
At Funny Danny for me.
Thanks so much for listening, not just today, but throughout the football season. I know you guys have a ton of options. We've got some good news today, so thank you for your support to this here radio program. On behalf of Brendan and Tommy and Danny and myself, always appreciate that. By the way, going to be at Jewelry by Designs today. Danny, need any jewelry for the holiday season?
You know, I don't, but I know a lot of people out there do. A lot of people out there need to make a power move.
I'm right off 95 in Woodbridge from about 4 to after 6 tonight for casino night. Jewelry by Designs. Stop on by. It's going to be fun. There will be food. There will be some games to be played, casino style. It's going to be fun, so check it out. Let's go to Eric in Falls Church. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, Grant, Danny, I just want to call in and thank you guys for keeping logic, reason, and perspective during all of these crazy emotional fans calling in. It's very important, I think, that you know we take a step back and look at the season, what occurred. We have tons of injuries. We have one of the hardest schedules, and we're still punching above our weight, I think, when it comes to these games. And I feel like sometimes we lose perspective of that, and we don't really appreciate Kirk Cousins. I mean, think about last year with the Cowboys. They moved on to Dak. They thought they just found, you know, the next great thing. Look in the last three games without his, without really like two key players. And Kirk has been getting it done without half the team. I think it's one of those things that sometimes we just forget.
Yeah, I care a lot about the injuries, and I care about the schedule. Just the context of the season doesn't excuse last night, though. That was a bad effort. And I don't mean that they didn't exert effort. I mean it was a bad performance.
Yeah, they turned in a bad performance.
By the team. You cannot put balls on the turf. You can't have good players playing whatever weird, just pat the ball to a defender game that was. Jamison Crowder was playing. Just can't do it. Fred in D.C., what's up?
Hey, guys. I thank Michael Irvin and Falk because outside possibility that Kirk might come back outside, and by them saying what they said, which is ludicrous, that maybe, you know, the other NFL teams will be duped into somehow thinking that he's not a quality NFL starter. He's not a player that's going to win you games. And, you know, because we lost, you know, another big game, it was not Kirk's fault. Kirk actually made plays that I saw his escapability, and that's something that I had been, you know, looking for, his ability to step up, move around the pocket, buy himself time, and make plays. He made a couple of incredible plays.
Good point. Scramble for a first down, the throw. That's a club he didn't have in the bag before this year. That's an area where he's gotten a lot better. There are other areas 100%. Where he still needs to get better. He fumbles a lot in the pocket. You know, he needs to do better with ball security, I think. You look at, like, number of fumbles over the last few years.
It's higher than it should be.
He's one of the leaders in the league, I think, in that category. So that's something to clean up. He's got plenty to clean up. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Tom Brady. Nobody said he's elite. He's a really good passer. But that's somewhere where he's gotten better, Danny, is those play extending, get outside the pocket, run around with your feet to set something up. You're seeing it more and more now.
So but the bigger picture, I said this last night while it was happening. I said this could be a franchise-altering loss. And what I mean by that is, you had a direction. You had a bunch of people patting themselves on the back after a couple of good seasons. You have said a number of times you feel like they're closer than they have been, et cetera, to actually breaking through and being pretty good. And I saw this game yesterday as a potential for this, and now I see it even more so last night. I think this is the one that's going to stick in the craw of Bruce Allen and company because they react like a dude in Section 420 who can't get over the Giants game last year. Bruce Allen referenced it a bunch of times, and that guided all their decisions throughout the offseason. So the way that Steve Smith and the way that Marshall Faulk think, I don't really care about that. I care about the way the decision makers think. And I know they think that they like they do. That's what I felt last night was happening. While they're letting this slip away, it meant this. Now we're at risk. Now we're at risk of blowing up anything that was good for the sake of getting rid of what's bad. Because there's things that are bad. Things need to be improved. They need more players in a number of spots. They absolutely do. That's without question. That was with a win last night, with a loss last night. But there's something about the way those guys emotionally make decisions and are invested. The way that this happened, if Kirk Cousins was really that good, he would have willed us to victory. That's how an idiot thinks. But those guys are idiots. That's what I'm worried about. That's my concern as I wake up this morning.
I understand that thinking. I mean, look, I don't think that last night in any way is evidence that they're not closer than they have been. The Patriots got beat by 15 and gave up 500 yards in a game this year. The Steelers got beat badly by a team they're a lot better than, have lost a couple bad games this season, but they lost by 21 in a game where they looked terrible. Those are the two best teams in the AFC. You're going to have a dud. Every team in the league at the end of this season will have a game like the Redskins just had. It was their first one like it. And unfortunately for them,
it was in a must win.
It happened in a must win. But most of those teams won't have it with the injuries going into the game that the Redskins had. Matt in Fredericksburg, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
Wanted to see what you guys thought about, you know, Kirk's situation here. I mean, a lot of people feel like, oh, we've had him for 7 years and he's doing nothing. But we've had him so long, you know, he never got the chance to start. Like, where would he be now, today? I mean, he's done nothing but progress as a starter. If anyone's actually looking at stats, he's phenomenal. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL. Anyone would be happy to have him. He's had such adversity to overcome this year with injuries and all that lovely stuff. But what would you just think of Kirk, where he'd be if he got to start, where RG3 was, instead of riding the bench with no Hall of Fame caliber veteran to guide him or anything like that to set him up to be a starter? You know, where do you think he would be today, having Alf and all that?
Fascinating question. That's really hard to say, obviously, because so much of 2012 was geared around something completely different. It goes for everything from linemen that you accumulate to skill position guys. The way you don't get Josh Morgan if that's who you're going to do. You get a guy that's versatile enough in the run game, and you design so many different things. If he starts from the beginning, from get-go, is a draft pick, comes in, ultimately wins the job at some point during his rookie year, taking over for fill-in-the-blank from 2013, where are they now? I ultimately think you would have gone through this phase of having the bad wide receivers. You'd give him good ones. You'd figure out what he is or what he's capable of. And that's not simply just because he's there, you win 12 games. He needs things. The same way 99% of quarterbacks alive on this planet need things around him to be pretty good to have that kind of winning and losing success. But these growing pains and that development that we went through in fits and starts for a couple years as he's battling out with the franchise's chosen son, you don't have those. What a fascinating hypothetical. It's hard to answer.
Yeah, it definitely is. Obviously, you would think they'd be further along because every year in his development, he's gotten better. Who knows? Is Mike and Kyle Shanahan still here? I mean, if they're still here, it means you probably made it to the playoffs a few times, but it's impossible to tell. It's a fun question. It's a great hypothetical. Kevin in Arlington, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, all the hand-wringing over Cousins is just so misplaced. The guy's terrific. He's growing. He's getting better. He's an ambassador. I mean, it's just a tragedy that it's even a possibility, probably a very good one, that he's going to walk away, if not this coming off season, the following one. Here's the thing. Kirk has been growing. You can see growth from when he began as our permanent starter in 15 until now. Tremendous growth, okay? I'm excited about Kirk and his future. I do not feel the same way about our head coach, okay? Not even close. I know he's had to plug in all kinds of players because of the injuries, and yes, that is to be acknowledged. But if you look at the last two seasons, second half of the year, we get into go big or go home mode. I'm staring at, right now, Carolina, New York, and Dallas, okay? It's part of the same narrative. Now, if they somehow rebound and they get to 9-7, you know, maybe I'll change my mind. But I keep seeing that this has been Bruce Allen's offseason. He lets McVay go and extends Gruden. He, you know, fires McLuhan. He doesn't get it done with Cousins. I mean, when I look at the team, I see as, you know, I can't change Dan, but Dan can change Allen and Gruden out. And to me, that's the only way you keep Cousins. You bring in a real GM, a real coach, and you keep Cousins. What do y'all think?
Thanks, buddy. Good call. Obviously, I don't think Jay is the problem. I think it's a mistake to, in any way, say that he should pay the price for this season. I think they operated correctly. They gave him an extension, and they're trying to build some continuity.
Yeah, they're trying that for the first time.
Absolutely. So let's do that. Let's try that. I like that. However, his point is a good one, which is at the end of last year, they were flat in two games they had to have. And in a game last night they had to have, they played a bad football game.
Yeah.
Now, if you just look at the result over the process and you just say you stunk last night and you stunk in that Giants game, which was a terrible game, and I do think that Jay deserves some blame for that because they came out terribly in that game. But if you go to the Panthers game, whatever, that this is now a trend, that's something he'd better fix and he'd better erase. They got four games left, and we'll see how they play in those games. Matt's in Alexandria. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? G&D. You guys are great.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Just wanted to say, man, you know, Kirk's great. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from the guy's accurate passer. He does lay it on the line when he's going for those first downs, you know what I mean? But we could get a whole defense for $20 million, and there's a guy on the bench that beat the Cowboys. So I just wanted to bring that up and see what you guys thought about that.
Well, Colts had me until the thing where he beat the Cowboys.
Yeah,
he got shut out in his last start with the team.
Colts stinks, but here's the thing. A lot of guys stink. You could be 6-10 with Colt, and if that's what you want to be, you might be that with Kirk, too, because they're not good in other spots. So I understand your point. You'd rather not spend $34 million on a guy. I'd rather spend $34 million on a defense than bring back Kirk Cousins at that amount. That franchise tag is untenable. It's wrong. It's a mistake. They're going to make it, by the way, in my opinion, if I'm a betting man. I also think 28's too much. They missed the boat on good value for a position. Getting good value is what you should care about as a fan. You shouldn't care about how much money somebody makes because they're making too much money, if that and the other. You should care about what it means for the team and development.
Yeah, they should transition tag Kirk Cousins, and then we will know what the market is. And at that time, we'll decide if it's worth it to sign him or not. If he signs a contract somewhere at $28 million a year, we can debate at that moment if it's worth keeping him at $28 million. If he signs for more than that, I probably wouldn't do it, by the way. If he signs for less than that, then you get him at a bargain you didn't see coming. Franchising him at $34 million would be a catastrophic setback, I think, in terms of team building. I really believe that.
Yeah.
That's 19% of your salary cap. It would be a horrible decision.
I want a legion of animals on defense. That's all I've ever wanted. Bring me that. And if that means you have to lose a quarterback to do so, by all means. I'd rather start there.
Eric in New Jersey here on The Fan. What's up?
Dad, can I go up?
Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good, buddy.
Big fan of you guys.
Living
up in New Jersey, New York, it's all Giants, so it's refreshing to hear you guys.
Appreciate it, pal.
That's awesome to hear. Thank you.
My biggest thing is every time I hear Kirk Cousins, it sounds like he wants to stay a Redskin. He wants to talk about the future and becoming better with his receivers and the players on the team. If Dan Snyder can just somehow offer him a market deal, $25 million, whatever, just do it. Just lock him up because it's been 25 years.
In fairness, though, to the Redskins, you offer him $25 million right now. He's not going to take it.
It's too late.
Now, also, he shouldn't take it. But even if they offered him right now $27.5 million per year, which is what Stafford got, he wouldn't take it. Because the market that's waiting for him is larger than that. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Why did the Redskins lose yesterday, and where do they go from here? Big picture, rest of the season. We'll look ahead.
Folks, Danny Ruye here from my pals at Temperate Ford. Now's the time. It's December, guys. It's December. December is the current month. 2017, I've just gotten used to writing that on checks. It's almost over. You got to get used to a whole new year now for almost like a year. It means the 2018s are on the way. 2017 models, they got to go. You know who benefits? Yes. Come on, take your time. Wait a second. You know who it is? It's you. You. That's right. You. Listening to this right now in your car, at your cubicle, you benefit from the great deals. The inventory, it's got to go. They are priced to move. Here's what happens. Here's what you get. You could save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Ford F-150 King Ranch truck. Up to $12,000. You can buy a new 2017 F-150 for only $299 a month with 0% financing for 72 months. Did you hear me? Think about that. The F-150, the number one truck in America, you can get it for an outstanding value. You want value? How about my car? I got a car. 2017 Ford Fusion. I got it in May. Guess how many times I've gotten gas? You probably heard me say it. Three times. Three! I just had to get it this past weekend. I forgot how to get gas in the car. I searched for 2 minutes to try to find the stupid button that opens up the gas tank. I couldn't find it because I never get gas. Imagine not getting gas. That's how I live. Go see my pals at Temperate Ford. And when you do, please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.